USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is heading to San Francisco after her husband was attacked at their home in the city. A family member added Paul Pelosi was still in surgery. The man accused of attacking the speaker's husband with a hammer is facing an attempted homicide charge. This as police officers who responded to the assault are being praised by San Francisco's police chief.
I'd like to thank the responding officers for their swift action this morning.
Chief Bill Scott also commending an emergency dispatcher for her work. Consumer sentiment is up in October.
Consumer sentiment is up slightly this month. The University of Michigan's final reading for October edged up by just over a point from last month. The survey noted a 23% jump in buying conditions for durable goods due to easing prices and fewer supply problems. However, uncertainty over inflation is fueling consumer concerns about the economy and the possibility of a recession. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its ninth month, and Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh announces another step the Defense Department is taking to help Ukrainians defend themselves.
The department is announcing the authorization of the 24th presidential drawdown of security assistance valued at up to $275 million to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs.
Singh goes on to say the Biden administration has given Ukraine over $18.5 billion in total aid. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is promising no blank check to Ukraine if Republicans take the majority in the House following the midterm elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Tributes are pouring in following the death of rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis. He died south of Memphis at the age of 87 on Friday. Elton John tweeting he wouldn't be who he was today in music without Lewis. Ringo Starr saying, God bless Jerry Lee Lewis. The CMA Country Music account also tweeted its condolences. The friendly skies were not so friendly on a recent trip for many airline passengers.
An airliner was heavily damaged in what was a terrifying flight for 43 passengers as they went straight through a powerful storm over Paraguay Wednesday night. By the time LATAM Flight 1325, an Airbus 320, made an emergency landing in the capital of Asunción, the plane was missing its nose cone, the windshield was dotted with pockmarks, and only one engine was working when inspected. Aviation officials in Paraguay are questioning why the plane flew through such violent weather after the pilot was notified of the inclement conditions before takeoff. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The Golden State Warriors are the NBA's most valuable team. Forbes saying the franchise is worth $7 billion. They're followed in the top five by the New York Knicks, Los Angeles Lakers, Chicago Bulls, and Boston Celtics. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.